Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Trina Meadey, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 17, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, ladies, did you have a peaceful and productive weekend? I pray that you did. I had an opportunity to shower my husband, Robert, with that extra special love for Father's Day. I made him a very special breakfast and also made, get this, homemade cheddar biscuits. That's right. But I was a good girl. I only ate one. It was hard, though. Well, I also spent some productive time working on the new website for our Atlanta Women About Biz chapter. I am so excited to be relaunching the live Atlanta Women About Biz chapter in our area. By the way, those of you in the metro area, make sure that you mark your calendar for Saturday, June 29th at 10 a.m. for our launch celebration happening at the BizLink Center in Gwinnett. And I'll give you more information about that in just a little bit. Well, this is the month of June, and of course, this does indeed mark our halfway point, 6 months from the end of the year. And so as we progress on with moving towards the end of the year, I want to continue to encourage everyone to work out your business strategies, to go back and look at what is it that you want to experience before the end of the year comes. What do you want to experience financially? What do you want to experience in promoting your business? What do you want? What do you want to experience in generating newfound relationships? What do you want to experience overall with your business within this next 6 months? Ladies, there is so much that can be accomplished in a six-month time frame. So if you feel like you didn't get a good start for 2013, I want to personally encourage you to not fret. Don't give up, because 6 months is a lot of time, enough time for you to see some positive and powerful results for your business. So keep that in mind as we move towards the end of the year. Also, I want to just share with you as well is that we are working on a wonderful strategic planning retreat for 2014. As you know, I'm a big advocate of making sure that you prepare before the end of the year for the following year. I believe that so much can be got out of planning annually instead of waiting till the last minute to plan. So stay tuned for that as we work on the logistics of planning our strategic planning retreat 2014. It will be promoted a lot earlier this year so that everyone will have that opportunity to participate and be a part of this very, very needed event. I am excited, as I've said, all this month during the month of June, because we're talking about something that women in particular need to know more about. They need to embrace this one particular act that can help them to propel their business. And what is that? We're talking about shameless self-promotion. And so today I'm excited to be sharing with you a little later on in the show 10 ideas to promote your small business. Again, 10 ideas to promote your small business. So make sure that you have your success journal or your notepad ready, because I know that you'll get something out of that segment of the show. Again, I want to give a big thank you and shout out to Pamela Adams, a technology strategist, who was our featured guest on last Monday. Pam shared technology tips to promote your business online. And for those of you that missed that show, well, don't fret. You can listen to that broadcast by visiting SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Once you get on the site, just simply hold your mouse over the link archives in the top menu bar, and you'll be able to find the latest broadcast of our show. Now, coming up on next Monday, June 29th, we're going to have another special featured guest. It will be Sierra Black of Sierra PR. Sierra will be discussing the power of public relations. Again, the power of public relations. If you want to get a preview of what Sierra represents, take a look at her beautiful website, Sierra PR, that's C-I-E-R-P-R.com. And Sierra is going to be really talking about why every businesswoman needs to make sure that she has a public relations plan or strategy included within her marketing. And that's something that as Sierra and I talked, we both realized that a lot of businesswomen tend to stray away from public relations simply because they feel that they can't fit it into their budget. And because they can't fit it into their budget, they kind of leave it alone altogether. But this is something that can be very detrimental to your business because public relations is all about promotion and getting the word out there about who you are and what you do. So, again, that's coming up on next Monday, June 29th, The Power of Public Relations with featured guest Sierra Black of Sierra PR. Well, again, you'll get another chance to shamelessly self-promote yourself today. Perhaps you have a fan page you'd like to share, or perhaps you'd like to provide us with some information about your products or services. So you're going to get an opportunity to do that in just a few minutes. So this is a good time now to basically just on your notepad or your journal just kind of jot out a few things that you want to share with the Successful Woman Radio listeners. It is 12:07 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Also on our show lineup today, we'll be again talking about, as we do every Monday, ladies, the one-hour gift, five powerful questions every businesswoman should ask herself daily. Also, I'll be reading a wonderful excerpt from the book Birthing the Elephant, The Woman's Go-To-It Guide to Overcoming the Big Challenges of Launching a Business. I've been reading this book for the last couple of weeks now, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So I'll be sharing an excerpt when the authors are talking about what you need to be doing to go get through your challenges, your obstacles, and I think that you will really, really enjoy it. Now, ladies, is a great time to click over to another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that number is 347-637-2589. And, of course, for those of you who are listening online, please share the show on your social networks. Have them to actually listen directly from their desktop by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, if you'd like to listen from the comfort of your smartphone device, your iPad, your notepad, or your computer desktop, simply go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And, again, I want to thank everyone for continuing to bless the show with letting everyone know how the show it is and giving your own personal testimony and sharing the dial-in number for the show. You know, I was checking the stats because we have so many people to actually listen to the show after its original broadcast. And I'm happy to say that this year alone, we have had more than 10,000 people to listen to the rebroadcast of Successful Woman Radio. And that just shows you the power of the Internet. And I am just so thankful, and I feel so blessed. We've met some wonderful women who have connected with us both on the show and at Women About Biz just because of the show. So again, having your own radio show is another way to promote yourself and to literally display your expertise and what you know about. So think about that as well as we talk about today, 10 ideas to shamelessly promote your small business. Well, at this time, what I'd like to do is go ahead right now and just address the one-hour gift. For those of you that are new to the show, the one-hour gift is you taking out at least 1 hour of your personal time every single day to look at how your day will be successful within your business. So what I did is based off of my own experience and the experiences I wanted to have a way that I could remind myself daily of what I needed to be focusing on and what was important for me as a leader in my business. And I came up with 5 questions that have incredibly helped me to gain much more clarity. Here are the questions. Number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? This is very, very important. And I know for myself today, when I asked myself that question, I said that I would like to talk with at least 5 new people that I have met over the last week in networking events. So that's what I plan on doing, and how I can make that commitment of doing that is I actually block the time, look at the individuals with their phone numbers so that I will have that opportunity to call them. Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and my schedule today? Again, ladies, I strongly recommend that you look at your calendar 3 times a day. And what are those time frames? Early morning, early afternoon, and then again early evening. So that's what you want to do. You want to get yourself accustomed, like it's second nature, to reviewing your calendar and your schedule. Now, what are the benefits from this? Well, it's going to help you to stop allowing things to fall through the cracks. It's also going to help you to become a better manager of the time that you have been allotted for that day. Number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Now, this is a biggie for a lot of business women, and again, this is all about how women are busy being busy, but a lot of the things that they're doing every day isn't really pertaining to their goals or what they would like to happen. So one of the things that I think is so important is that every Sunday evening, it's so important to take a look at your week and to figure out what is it that you would like to accomplish that Friday. And then back yourself up to where you are when you're asking that question and go and look at the activities and make sure that those activities are pertaining specifically to those goals that you want to meet for the week. For example, how many of you listening have actually looked at how much money you would like to bring in for the week? So if you say that I would like to bring in $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 this week, then it's going to require you to literally sit down and strategize how is that supposed to happen. Do you already have some prospects lined up? Do you already have a measurable rate of products being ordered that you can depend on because it has become consistent that you have a certain number of orders every week? Do you have prospective customers that you need to call and close the sale on? So you need to figure out how you're going to bring about a certain amount of income every single week. And what happens is that there are going to be activities and to-do items that are generated as a result of what those goals are, and that's what should be on your calendar, okay? So to keep clear on that and to have a better overall understanding of where you're headed for the week, it's important to make sure, again, that all of the activities listed on your calendar are supporting the goals that you have set. Now, of course, let's back that up because you do have to have goals, right? You should have set some type of goals for, let's say, the quarter so that you can back that up and literally break it down to your weekly goals. So hopefully you have done that. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Well, as I said earlier, my goal is to follow up with people that I have met at networking events on last week. I actually started calling a lot of people last week, but I've got follow-up calls and things that I need to do this week. A lot of the times when you're at live networking events and you're calling individuals, you're going to have some phone tag. You're gonna have a lot of message leaving and that type of thing. One of the things that I do that kind of cuts down on the volume of phone tagging is I ask that person what's the best time to connect with you. Because if they tell you the best time, then normally 9 times out of 10, you're going to be able to reach them on the first call if you stick to what they say, okay? Number 5, what results have I seen in my marketing? Of course, I love this question because sometimes I have a tendency to want to hide from the results in my marketing, thinking that it may not be exactly what I wanted it to be. And sometimes it will remind me that I have not followed up or did the things that I should have been doing for my marketing. So I love this question because it holds me accountable and it lets me know what I need to, you know, get better in doing. For some people, this question will remind you that you don't have a marketing plan at all or you're not quite sure on what your marketing strategy should be. So one of the things that I want you to really pay attention to with this question, what results have I seen in my marketing, is that, ladies, if you don't have any results, listen, it's okay. You can't feel embarrassed about that as a small business owner. If you don't have a marketing plan, you can't feel embarrassed about that. As a leader, you need to step up to the plate, get the help you need, talk with a business success coach, talk about what you need to do to start consistently marketing your business. Because the one thing that you need to really understand about marketing is that marketing has to be consistent and it cannot be interrupted, okay? And that is a problem that I notice with business women. Sometimes because we are working as the laborer and working in our businesses instead of on our businesses, we will market really hard and pass out business cards, brochures, really start talking to a lot of people about our business and what it's all about, and close some sales. And then as soon as we do that, sometimes as business women, we have a tendency to close those sales, start working in the business with trying to fulfill whatever service or product we provide, and we get lost and caught up in that, and guess what happens? We stop the marketing. And then we have another gaping hole of silence, right? And we can't figure out, okay, what happened? I was busy, and all of a sudden it's gotten quiet again. Well, what has happened is that the marketing has stopped. So this is why it's so important that you not only look at how you're going to market offline, but you need to look at how you can create an automated marketing plan so that even while you are asleep, even while you are doing other things, your marketing is still working for you. So don't forget that. So there you have it, ladies. The 5 questions you should be asking yourself daily, and I call it the 1-hour gift. And the reason why I call it the 1-hour gift is because I believe it's a true gift from God that we are able to have the type of knowledge and the type of power to generate questions that can help us to explore how we need to improve for our lives and for our business. So it is indeed a gift. And so every single day, if you do this, you are going to start seeing results if you take action on what your answers are telling you. 12:19 after the hour, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Now is a good time to flash over on another line and still share the show with a friend, with an associate, with someone that has shared with you that they need encouragement, motivation to keep their business going. We're talking about the hot topic today, shameless self-promotion, with the subtopic 10 Ideas to Promote Your Small Business, coming up shortly. At this time, what I want to do is I want to give you, the listeners, the opportunity to share information about who you are, what your business is, And if you would like to share your fan page or phone number, that would be great. So what I'm going to ask you to do at this time so that we can go ahead and start lining up the calls is to go ahead and press star 1. Now, ladies, this is all about shamelessly self-promoting yourself and letting people know who you are. So take this opportunity by pressing star 1 on your phone keypad. Once you do that, you'll simply give us your name and the city that you're calling from, and then you'll proceed to tell us what your business is all about. And again, simply press star 1 to do that. In the meantime, as we are waiting on individuals to do that, press star 1, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know about some great teleclasses coming up at Women About Biz. One in particular that is coming up on this Wednesday, June 19th, at 12 noon Eastern Time is Building Your List Online. Again, Building Your List Online. You know, getting traffic to your website, ladies, is great, but it's what your site visitors do once they get there that counts. So in order to cultivate new prospects online, it's important to have a system in place that will attract site visitors to provide their name, their phone number, and their email. When you have site visitors, guess what's going to happen? When you have site visitors and they are called to action and they leave their information with you, your mailing list, your email list is going to get larger. The beautiful thing about this is that the larger your email list gets, the better, I believe, the law of average in marketing gets for you. That means you're going to have a higher number of people that purchase your product or retain your service. So that's why building your list is so important, because it really is one of the most important things that you need to do online to promote your business. So, again, it is going to be on Wednesday, June 19th at 12 noon. And to register for this particular teleclass, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse over events. And from there, you'll be able to choose the particular event that you would like to register for. Also coming up this month, not a teleclass, but a special event, and this is particularly of interest to all of you who are in the Metro Atlanta, North Georgia area. We are launching the Atlanta Women About Biz Chapter Network, and I'm very, very excited about that. We've got a lot of wonderful things going on. And again, this is not just a networking chapter, but this chapter is actually going to be a full business development chapter in the Atlanta area that's focusing pretty much on helping women to grow their business, get their business started. In addition to that, we'll be hosting networking events, we'll be hosting retreats and other things in the local areas. Now, for those of you who are in other areas of the U.S., don't worry, because we're coming. Coming soon, we'll have Washington, D.C., Maryland, Women About Biz. We'll have New York Women About Biz, Los Angeles Women About Biz, New York Women About Biz again, and other areas. So if you see us coming to various areas, and if you live in a metropolitan area where there is not a Women About Biz chapter network, then let us know, and we will be happy to consider your area. And you can do that by emailing me directly at tnewby, that's T for Trina, tnewby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com. Again, tnewby at womenaboutbiz.com. And in the subject line, just put the name of your city and say, you know, for example, Boston Women About Biz Network or what have you. That way I'll know that this is someone that's interested in me starting a network in their area. So coming up on Saturday, June 29th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. will be the Atlanta Women About Biz launch event, which will be held in Gwinnett at the Biz Links Center, 3665 Club Drive, Suite 107 in Duluth, Georgia, and the zip code for that is 30096. Again, it's going to be at the Biz Links Center, 3665 Club Drive, Suite 107, Duluth, 30096. So I'm excited about that. And if you're on our mailing list here in the Atlanta area, or at Women About Biz, you will definitely be getting a live email invitation as well. Well, it is 12:24 after the hour. I do see that we've had some individuals who have pressed star one. I'm going to go ahead and open the line up for the caller who's on line 3732. Line 3732. Caller, you're live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from and proceed with sharing information about your business. Go ahead.
Hey, hello, everyone. I'm Ashley calling from... Hi! I'm calling from Cumming, Georgia. My name is Lakeisha Meadors, and I am the owner of M Taxes, which is a tax and insurance preparation agency focusing on affordable tax plans and insurance plans for small business owners.
Wonderful.
Thank you. What I do is, my passion is educating small business owners, entrepreneurs, about how important it is to have the correct protection plan in place. I'm also a EA, designated EA, enrolled agent with the IRS, so I can represent tax preparers and businesses in front of the IRS for audits, just as well as a lawyer or a CPA. I've been doing this for 10 years. And I'm just really interested to get to know some people and continue to grow my business. I'm an open door for learning. Still pretty young, so I got a long way to go. And my website is www.m, just the letter M, taxesusa.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Lakeisha, if you'd like to share your phone number, you can, and individuals can also call you directly if you would like.
Okay, the phone number is 678-456-5545. I do have a physical office location as well. That's in Roswell, Georgia, at 200 Marketplace, Suite 210. But the info is also on the website with all my contact information on it.
Wonderful. Now, is this your first time listening to Successful Woman Radio?
It is my first time listening. I'm not a Georgia native, and when I originally moved to Georgia, I was a State Farm agent here for 2 years before I decided to go independent and open up my own agency and everything. So I'm still getting out there and meeting people and just realizing all the opportunity that's in this area. Atlanta, I mean, it's growing like crazy. I'm originally from Memphis. So this is my first time attending the call, and it has been excellent so far. I really appreciate it.
Well, wonderful, wonderful, and we hope that you'll join the family and listen every Monday. And don't forget to visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com if you'd like to listen to some of the previous shows as well, okay? Thank you so much,
Lakeisha. Okay, that's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. And that was Lakeisha, who just introduced her business to us, mtaxesusa.com. That's M as in the letter M, T-A-X-E-S-U-S-A.com. And if you'd like to reach out to Lakeisha directly, you can call her at 678-456-5545. So, again, I want to thank her for shamelessly self-promoting herself. That's great. I think we have one other person that might be listening online because I don't have your last word, your phone number to call, you know, to tell you to go ahead and talk. So if you're listening from online or if you have a phone number that is blocked, but you know you press star one, you're live on the air, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jalee, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Wonderful. How
My
are you
first
today?
I'm listening. I actually, Rose just texted me this, and it's right up my alley. I just jumped right on.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how do you spell your name, Jalee?
It's J-A-L-I-E-T-H.
Okay. Wonderful.
And
welcome
I recently partnered with the world's fastest growing designer fashion house out of Canada. They carry designer handbags, designer jewelry, and are currently in talks right now with Rolls Royce to produce a car. And they're also going to be adding designer clothing line. Their handbags and jewelry are on the same line with Louis Vuitton and Gucci. Company went MLM just recently. They used to sell to high-end stores, and then they decided why not keep more of the profits for themselves and go multi-level marketing. They have a wonderful compensation plan. I'm just looking to build my team, and I even pay 25% for referrals and just look forward to growing my team.
Wonderful, wonderful. And would you like to give us a website or your phone number?
Sure, sure. The website is, I'm using, it redirects to the company's website. So my personal website is www.perfectbiz.com. So it's a perfectbiz4u.com. perfectbiz4u.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well,
and I'm also willing to give the phone number.
Oh, yes, please do. Go ahead.
Sure, it's 888-358-7220.
Okay, wonderful. And, Jalees, we thank you so much for listening to the show. And, again, we invite you to join the family of business women who listen to Successful Woman Radio every Monday. And thank you so much for shamelessly promoting yourself. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay. And, of course, again, that was Jalees, and she was talking about the fact that she has beautiful designer handbags and jewelry and soon to come a clothing line. And if you'd like to learn more about her company, you can visit her website at a perfect biz, the number 4 and the letter U, a perfect biz, B-I-Z, 4, the number 4, and the letter U.com, a perfect biz for U.com. You can also connect with her via phone at 888-358-7220. Now, one thing I want to remind everybody about, and that is as you are listening to other business women promote themselves and share with you who they are and what they do, what you should be doing is taking down the information. If they have a fan page, go on their fan page and like their fan page. If they have a LinkedIn page, go and connect with them on LinkedIn and let them know you heard them on the show. If they give out a phone number, listen, call them and schedule a connection call so that you can get the opportunity to know one another, and that is just so very, very important. So, again, I want to thank both Lakeisha and Jalees for introducing themselves, and, again, we welcome you to the family of business women who listen to the show each and every Monday here at Successful Woman Radio. I think we have time for a couple more people. If you'd like to press star 1 and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your company and what it is that you do. As we prepare to move on in reading a book excerpt from the book Birthing the Elephant, The Woman's Go For It Guide to Overcoming the Big Challenges of Launching a Business, coming up in just a few seconds. Also want to remind you, if you have not started your Successful Woman Journal, I want to encourage you to do so. You know, on each and every one of our shows, we give out great information. And while I try my best to post some of the show notes, it doesn't always work out that I'm able to get it done immediately. So having your own personal success journal is a great way to take notes and to be able to refer back to it. You know, a simple spiral-bound notebook that you dedicate to taking notes from the show is all you need. Now, I've had people who have text me and they have emailed me or even called and said, Trina, I just put some things into action from a show that I took notes on 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, and it really works. And I say, of course, everything I give you on the show in the way of information is all about information that you'll be able to put to use right away. So today we're going to be talking about 10 ideas to promote your small business. Again, 10 ideas to promote your small business. So it is still time for you to go ahead and either text another friend or flash over on your cell phone or landline and call someone who you know needs to hear this. And if you're online, Again, you can simply let individuals know that Successful Woman Radio is on the show live. For those of you that have a pen in hand, the phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and read to you an excerpt from the book Birthing the Elephant by Karen Arbabannel and Bruce Freeman. And again, that's Karen Arbabannel, and that's spelled A-B-A-R-B-A-N-E-L, and Bruce Freeman. Now, I'm going to be reading from Chapter 7 of the book, Turn Breakdowns into Breakthroughs. Okay, and one of the things that I really like about the book is that it's specifically addressing some things that you need to know when you first launch your business. But better yet, even if you have had your business for 3 years, this is one of those books where you can go and read it and go back and correct some things that you may not have done, okay? They give some quick tips on overcoming challenges and obstacles and just being prepared as you manage your business day to day. The first tip is resist the I quit impulse. The authors say the fall apart stage is a rite of passage in business ownership. You can't cure it, so endure it. Hang tough, and you can tough it out. The results may astound you. So when you feel like quitting or giving up or you feel like it's not even worth it, that's when you need to keep moving forward. Here's the next tip they give in this chapter. Manage your fears or they'll manage you. And, you know, we talk about the fact that fear and money are number one and two, respectively, of what women say the top two things are for them in not moving forward in their business or even in their lives. So, again, they say manage your fears or they'll manage you. Fear isn't fickle. It hits everyone, they say. It's also energizing and a creativity booster. Be bigger than your fear, and you'll cut it down to size. Find your Mount Everest and start climbing. And, ladies, you know what I always say. You know, if you have fear, you might as well tell fear to sit down, strap up, because it's getting ready to go for a ride, because action is the only thing that cures fear itself. The next tip we give, they say, blue sky yourself out of stress. They say fantasy is a powerful stress reliever. Indulge yourself, expand your horizons, live your dream before doing it. How many of you have been able to close your eyes or to sit there and think about having already accomplished your dreams and goals and all of the wonderful things that you're going to be able to do as a result of achieving your dreams and your goals? Well, that's what they're saying that you need to do here, and that it is a wonderful stress reliever. Here's the next tip that they give. Get up and out every single day. This is especially for those of you who are working from home full-time or part-time. They say, let fear in the door, but don't let it stay. Dress for success, even at home. Out yourself from your office. Mingle. Get out there and network, which is so very, very important. The next thing they talk about is build your resiliency muscle, okay? Upbeat emotions boost agility, they say. Shift into strategy mode quickly. Be playful, be curious, and laugh out loud. In other words, know how to snap back from things. Don't allow things to just sit on your back and cause you to break down. Become extremely resilient. And last, they say, unwrap your presents. Mind your meltdown. Accept the hidden gifts this stage offers you. See failure as feedback. Learn and grow. Enjoy your endurance. So there you have it, the quick tips from Birthing the Elephant. And I am reading from Chapter 7, Turn Breakdowns into Breakthroughs. I love the book because, again, I think it gives some very unique ideas and a good spin on when you are starting your business. So even if you haven't just started your business, even if you started your business 5 years ago, believe it or not, you're still in what's considered the later stages of business startup. But this book is a good book to read, Birthing the Elephant by Karen Arbabannel and Bruce Freeman. And you spell Corinne's name K-A-R-I-N, and Abarbanel is spelled A-B-A-R-B-A-N-E-L. So I'm enjoying the book. I'm actually reading the book now, and hopefully I'll find some other neat tidbits to share with you next week on the show as well. Again, I see that we have some latecomers and some new people joining the show. So this is Trina. I want to welcome you to Successful Woman Radio, and we encourage you to mark your calendar every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time as we bring you information you can put to use. Well, what I want to do right now is I want to go ahead and move into our topic, 10 ideas to promote your business. Again, all during the month of June, we are talking about shameless self-promotion. In other words, there's no need for you to have a fear about getting out there and promoting your business. And in the very first show, I talked about the fact that based on your childhood, based on your environment and how you grew up, there may have been some things, some habits you have formed because someone said to you, sit down and stay in a child's place, don't get up, this is grown folks talk, or we don't need you to share this right now, or be quiet, go sit down. And believe it or not, those, while sometimes you do have to remind children that there's a time and a place for anyone to talk, we have to be mindful that we should not make them feel as though they can't say anything and that it's wrong for them to talk altogether just because of who they are, because that can carry over into, you know, junior high and high school when they're learning to speak out, when they're learning to present themselves, and then it can even continue to carry on when they are early adults. And, of course, many of us have experienced not wanting to say anything because of that. So, again, we have to be very, very careful about how we handle our little ones. So perhaps in some cases you may have had an experience where, you know, you were in elementary school or junior high and you started speaking and the kids laughed at something that you were saying, and so that kind of put a fear there for you not to do much speaking. Well, it's time as a businesswoman to lay all of that to the side, because shamelessly self-promoting yourself is required if you are a leader, if you plan on being successful in your business. So this is something that you definitely have to embrace. So today, as I share these ideas to promote your small business, and as you're taking notes, make sure that you also jot down side notes, because some of these ideas are going to spark sub-ideas that may come to you right as I'm reading and calling them out, okay? So let's go ahead and get started, because I have 10 to share with you. Ready? Here we go. So the first idea to promote your small business is, number one, collaborate with compatible businesses. Notice I said the word compatible. In other words, there are other business owners out there that complement what you do. Perhaps you both share the same target customer or target market, but you don't necessarily do what the other does. So as a result, it makes a good marriage for collaborating, creating some joint alliances and that type of thing. So think about right now, who do I know that has a business that could be compatible with what I do where we could possibly collaborate? Now, keep in mind, when you're talking about collaborating with another business, this requires you to establish a business relationship and get to know one another. So because you each have to be comfortable with referring other clients to one another, and you have to be comfortable with working together. So one of the first things you have to do as you look for someone to collaborate with is you need to understand that it's going to take some time to build a relationship. Start out small and grow the relationship into doing bigger and better things as you go along. Number two, here's one I like. Offer a companion service of products for a limited time, okay? So perhaps you sell a service, and perhaps you can offer some type of free companion product or service that goes along with that if they purchase or retain your service by a certain time. If you sell a product, perhaps you can also offer a companion product, maybe a smaller sample size that they'll get absolutely free if they purchase your particular product. And for those of you that are in direct sales, this is something that you need to keep in mind. Just because you're in direct sales doesn't mean that you're not supposed to have these type of promotions. You're going to be required as a business owner, period, to spend money and invest in your company. And sometimes you have to give to get. So keep that in mind. Because sometimes women in direct sales have this tendency to separate themselves so much from the traditional world of business that they think they're supposed to function totally different. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the problem why some women in direct sales aren't seeing the results they need to see. Moving on to number three, host a private networking event inviting your current and prospective clients. Again, host a private networking event inviting your current and prospective clients. Now, I absolutely love this. You know, this is where you can do this in your home, or you can choose another quaint location to host a private networking event. Now, this will really work if you have been working hard to keep a consistent prospect list, a mailing list. This will really come in handy because this is, again, looking at your local prospects and people that perhaps you have met at networking events, okay? But private networking events really, really work. And, again, I know that if you sell a particular product, consider inviting individuals over, for example, to talk about accomplishing your dreams and goals, and then as a side offer, you know, have your product table and things lined up. So consider that. Number four, here's number four. Consider purchasing promotional items. Now, this is something that I think a lot of people stray away from because they think it's going to cost them a lot of money. So what I want to let you know is that promotional items are very, very effective, and the top four promotional items that really get good results are pens, T-shirts, notepads, and mugs. Okay, those are the top four promotional items. So I want to encourage you to think about this, because I right now am looking at a pen that I'm using that someone gave me from Business Network International, BNI. And it has their phone number and everything on there. And, of course, as it is imprinting in my mind, and every time I pick up this pen, it's going to imprint my mind. So if I want to go to other networking events, I'm definitely going to be checking out BNI because I have their ink pen in hand, and it's constantly reminding me to check out what they have to offer. So the thing about promoting is this. Promoting isn't always going to get you immediate results. So the important thing you need to understand about promotion is that it really needs to bury itself into the psyche or the subconscious of the person's mind. So normally when you're promoting, you are doing something that is going to be left behind with the individual so that they will either be able to take advantage of it or they will be able to use it, such as a pen or a T-shirt, a notepad or a mug, and constantly be exposed to who you are and what you do. And actually, that is exactly what promotion is. You're wanting to expose who you are and what you do to someone so that they will become familiar with who you are, okay? Moving right along, we'll go to number five. Write a how-to article pertaining to your niche area for WikiHow, okay? And WikiHow is spelled WikiHow.com. Now, WikiHow has a host of different subjects, articles about everything under the sun, but they're highly optimized on Google. So sometimes your article that you post on WikiHow about a particular thing may come up faster than from your own website. So, again, this has to do with content writing and promoting your business through the power of content. So keep that in mind. So, again, I'm encouraging you to write a how-to article. Now, the other side note that you need to make sure of is that you understand the important keywords that individuals are using on the search engines to find your type of business, because if you're not familiar with that, then what I want you to do is I want you to go learn more about the Google Keyword Tool. Just go to Google.com www.rulekeyword.com and plug in Rule Keyword Tool. What it allows you to do is it allows you to plug in various keywords and to see how many people are looking that up on a monthly basis US-wide. So it's very helpful as you are looking at how to structure your content and the types of keywords that you should be using on your website, okay? Moving on to number six, make sure you have individual web pages for each of your products or core services with the page title containing the right keywords. Now, the page title, if you pull up a website, the page title is going to be at the very top, and it's going to say exactly what you've told the title to say. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people have beautiful websites, but as you pull up each page, it only gives the name of the business but doesn't tell what the business is all about. So guess what the search engines are actually absorbing? They're looking at the name of the business, but is that actually what people are going to enter into the search engine box when they are looking for your type of service or product? And the answer is no if they don't know who you are, right? So they're going to be entering in exactly what they need. So you need to make sure that each of your pages are properly set up with the right title, not only your business name, but what that particular page is about. And then you have to make sure that it's keyworded properly. Number seven, I like this one. Create a slideshow or a video of your products and service. Now, this could be from an educational standpoint, but the nice thing about it is that you could go and set up your YouTube account or one of the Slider accounts, and you can start educating individuals about who you are and what you do this way as well. So the big thing about promotion is that promotion should be more than just one technique. It should be multiple techniques that once you set them out there, it's going to work for you 24/7. Different people are going to be running into who you are and what you do in your business. Let's take a look at number eight. Host a free teleseminar or live workshop to demonstrate your expertise. This is very good if you are a service business owner, if you have particular products, especially if you're into health and beauty, cosmetics. These are all great to be able to hold live events. It's also good for something like this to collaborate with another compatible business. That way you can have different people coming that are exposed to each of your business, thereby building your connection list even larger, okay? Here's my favorite, number nine, write a mini book or e-report and distribute it online and offline, creating what is called a viral effect, okay? This is wonderful because if you have knowledge in a particular area or want to teach people how to do something, this can be utilized as a promotional tool to expose people to you. The nice thing about this is that you have to keep in mind the majority of people don't like to throw away books. The majority of people love downloading e-reports. And within that information, you have full freedom to create promotional ads within that or promotional offers within that mini book or report to point that person back to you. So that's the beautiful thing about creating a mini book or an e-report. A lot of people think that if I tell somebody how to do something, then why will they need me? Well, a lot of people like to look at how to do a certain thing, but once they get into it and they realize that it is more complex than they thought and more involved and they have a better understanding of it, then the person whose information they're reading, because that's where they got their understanding from, they're going to go back to that person for their services. So keep that in mind. And then last but not least, number 10, consider setting up your own affiliate program where you'll pay monthly referral fees to individuals that refer new business to you. So again, these are all ideas to promote your business and to get that information out there about who you are and what you do. And again, keep in mind that promotion is all about making sure that you have multiple techniques going on that are attracting and drawing people to you, because the purpose of promotion is to familiarize them and to get them familiar with who you are, so that when they're ready to take action on your type of service or product, they will remember you. The one other thing that I want to point out about promotion, about, again, about marketing in general, is that consistency is key, okay? Consistency is key. Promotion is certainly a technique or a part of a marketing strategy, and you can't stop promoting your business. You should always have something going on. So when you create a promotional strategy, I recommend that you create a promotional strategy on a quarterly basis so you know what you're doing to promote your business. And the nice thing about promotion is you can do it live, offline, and do some online promotion as well. So I certainly hope that you have enjoyed the 10 ideas to promote your small business. And what I'm going to do right now is to give you a recap and just without elaborating, just go through 1 through 10 for those of you that were taking notes or writing in your success journal. Number 1 was collaborate with compatible businesses. Number 2, offer a companion service or product for a limited time. Number 3, host a private networking event inviting your current and prospective clients. Number 4, consider purchasing promotional items. The top 4 promotional items are considered pins, T-shirts, notepads, and mugs. Number 5, write a how-to article pertaining to your niche area showing your credibility and your expertise for WikiHow. Again, that's WIKIHOW.com. Number 6, make sure that each of your web pages for your products or service have the correct page title at the top containing the right keywords so that people can easily find you and so that the search engines can index you. Number 7, create a slideshow or video of your products or services. Number 8, host a free teleseminar or live workshop to demonstrate your expertise. Number 9, write a mini book or e-report. Number 10, consider setting up your own affiliate program. Okay, so these are 10 ways that will help you to promote your business. You don't have to use all of them, but hopefully it will get your creative juices flowing and you will be able to piggyback off of some of these ideas and put them into action. At this time, I'd like to make sure that all of you who are listening to the show know that if you have not had a Power Talk, which is a complimentary, energized coaching session that I give, then you definitely need to connect with me on that. To claim your free Power Talk session, simply go to Women About Biz. That's Women About, ABOUT, Biz, B-I-Z, as in zebra.com. And then in the top menu, click on Coaching Center. And once you get on that page, look over in the far right-hand column and just click on Schedule Power Talk, and you'll be able to do it. If you want to go ahead and put in a direct URL address to pull up the Power Talk form, it is tinyurl.com/PowerTalk1. Again, tinyurl.com/PowerTalk1 if you are at your computer and you just want to pull it up right quick. I hope that you guys have enjoyed 10 ideas to promote your small business, and I hope that if you haven't had a Power Talk, that you go ahead today and get that scheduled with me. I want to remind you again to mark your calendar if you're in the Metro Atlanta or North Georgia area for Saturday, June 29th for our Atlanta Women About Biz launch event. And then also coming up on this Wednesday is building your mailing list. At this time, we're going to go ahead right after this musical intro and give you some inspiration and your affirmation for the week. Ladies, have you ever had great ideas to pop up in your head, and it made you feel wonderful, excited, and full of possibilities? If so, guess what? You're experiencing the wonderful blessings of God giving you vision and allowing you to use your gift and potential to create. Isn't it wonderful to know that you were creatively made to be successful? Keep that in mind as every day you are given the gift of creativity. So this week I have two affirmations for you, and I'll try and get them put up in the show notes area. But here's affirmation number one. I will use all of my talents, potential, and know-how to shamelessly promote myself and my business. Number two, I will develop new and strong relationships with like-minded individuals that can uplift, encourage, motivate, and support my dreams and my goals. So I hope that these affirmations, you will say them all week, and that you will be able to embrace the power that they contain. I've enjoyed being with all of you today and pray that the information I've shared with you today has motivated and inspired you to move forward with your dreams, your goals, your business, your life. Make sure you tune in next Monday, June 24th at 12 noon Eastern, as we feature our guest, Sierra Black of Sierra PR. She'll be sharing the importance of public relations in your business. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Have a productive and powerful week. Love you guys. Take care.